You're listening to the Marketplace Flash Briefing. I'm Kimberly Adams. Just in time for the new year, and January rent, mortgage payments, and other bills due the first of the month, the Treasury Department has started sending out the new round of pandemic relief payments. The IRS says it started making direct deposits of $600 into some people's bank accounts yesterday. People who don't have a bank account on file with the IRS can look forward to getting either a paper check in the mail or a prepaid debit card. As Marketplace's Justin Ho reports, the cards have some advantages over the paper checks, but some drawbacks as well.
People who receive the prepaid debit cards are the most likely to not have bank accounts. Tyrone Ross is CEO of the investing platform OnRamp Invest. He says they're the people who are going to need to spend the money as quickly as possible.
It's not, okay, well, can I invest this or can I put it into... No, it's, I have needs that have to be met. It's consumption, and that's what they want.
Debit cards can also be cheaper than checks for people who don't have bank accounts. Cashing a check costs them money. But with a card, says Chantel Boyens with the Urban Institute,
there is a network of ATMs where if you have the card, you can access your funds without any fees.
But people can only make one withdrawal for free from an out-of-network ATM. After that, it costs $2. Boyan says lower-income people are more likely to pay those fees.
You know, they may be located in areas where they don't have as good of access to in-network ATMs.
The cards also come with terms of service. And Ira Reingold, executive director of the National Association of Consumer Advocates, says some of them put card users at a disadvantage.
You, consumer, if you have a complaint, you cannot go to court. You cannot be part of a collective action, a class action.
Members of Congress sent a letter to the Treasury this week asking it to remove those clauses and reduce any fees. I'm Justin Ho for Marketplace.
Lawmakers tucked a provision banning surprise medical bills into this latest relief package. Those are the unexpected charges from out-of-network healthcare providers that can add up to tens of thousands of dollars. One thing that's not yet clear is how this might affect insurance premiums. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer explains.
It's a nasty shock. Without realizing it, you were treated by a healthcare provider who was out of network. Surprise, you're stuck with a huge bill. Jen Taylor with the consumer advocacy group Families USA says some of the biggest unexpected medical bills come from air ambulances.
Where people were getting, you know, a $50,000 bill and they were unconscious and put into an air ambulance and had no say in the matter.
Once this surprise medical bill legislation goes into effect in 2022, out-of-network providers like air ambulances won't be able to send consumers unexpected bills. Instead, providers and insurers will have 30 days to negotiate how much the insurer will cover. If they can't agree, an independent arbitrator would step in.
Each party submits their best offer, and the arbitrator has to choose one or the other.
Spencer Perlman directs healthcare research at Veda Partners. He says using arbitration was a congressional compromise. Insurers had lobbied for benchmark rates, limiting charges. Some consumer advocates worry that insurers will raise premiums if they lose in arbitration. But Rice University health economist Vivian Ho thinks arbitration could actually save insurers money, and they could pass some of that savings along to consumers.
This will slow the growth in premiums. I'm not sure that we'll actually see a reduction in premiums.
The legislation also helps the uninsured, requiring the government to set up a process for resolving their billing disputes. I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.
That's all for today's Flash Briefing. For more news, visit marketplace.org.